Two people from different generations died in waters off our coast yesterday. In Wexford, a man in his 80s died after getting into difficulty in the sea at Curraghclough Beach. And then in Cork, a young girl, 8 years old, drowned off the coast of Fountainstown near Crosshaven. Her body was taken from the water at around 7:45 last night. We're joined from Cork by our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. And Pascal, the gorgeous weather yesterday meant so many people were on the beach, and this little girl was one of them.
Yes, indeed, Audrey. We had temperatures in excess of 20 degrees here yesterday afternoon, and people who wouldn't normally be on the beach in the first week in September just thronged to the beaches in the area, and Fountainstown is one of those beaches that had crowds on it yesterday afternoon, swimming in the water. The weather was beautiful. It was a joyous occasion at the start of the school year for this little girl and some of her school friends who were in the water. At about 4:30, something happened. We don't know exactly what was happened, but she got into difficulties. Her friends managed to make it back to the shore and raised the alarm immediately. And sadly, the 8-year-old girl was washed underwater, and a huge search got underway straight away.
Indeed, they came from far and wide to help in the search for her.
Yes, you had RNLI volunteer lifeboat crews from Crosshaven, from Ballycotton. The Ballycotton RNLI acted as the on-scene commander. There was a huge search operation coordinated from the Coast Guard station at Valentia in County Kerry. You had, first of all, the Shannon Coast Guard helicopter, which was replaced later in the day by the Waterford Coast Guard helicopter. You also had about 20 local vessels that joined in the search. People lined the beach there at Fountainstown, Gardaí, the emergency services, fire services and ambulance, and a number of local dive teams were also on the beach. And it was somebody dressed in a wetsuit spotted the little girl's body about 10 feet off the shore at about 7:30 yesterday evening, or just after 7:30 yesterday evening, ran into the water and recovered her body. And it was fortuitous that it was recovered at that stage, because light was falling, and once light fell, the search would have had to have been called off. So at least her body was recovered relatively quickly after the alarm was raised.
Is there any information at this point, Pascal, who she was?
Well, we know at this stage who the little girl was, but she is not being named as yet to allow family to be notified and things like that. She was a member of a family from the area, living about 10 minutes drive away, maybe even less, and attending school locally. And her school friends will be going to school this morning. I'm sure aware of the news that she has passed away.
It's just been an awful summer for young people, and drownings in Cork. This follows the drowning of a young teenager a couple of weeks ago, and then the two men in the Ironman competition in Youghal.
Yeah, you have to understand the geography of this area. Jack O'Sullivan from Deer Park passed away after his body was taken from the water on August the 24th. That's less than a fortnight ago. Now, as the crow flies, where this drowning happened last night, and Passage West, where Jack O'Sullivan passed away, they're literally 10 minutes drive from the town of Carrigaline. And many of the emergency services, I know some of the Gardaí, some of the lifeboat crews and the Coast Guard crews and the other emergency services who attended in Fountainstown last night, they would have attended also at Passage West on the 24th of August when Jack O'Sullivan passed away. And it has been an extremely traumatic number of weeks. We had Ivan Chittenden, who was 64 and from Toronto, and Brendan Wall, who was 45 from County Meath, passed away while they were participating in the Ironman competition in Youghal. So, and that's just County Cork alone. We have had a number of drownings here in the last number of weeks. Yes, Audrey.
And just yesterday then, as we mentioned in Curraghcloe, an older man, a man in his 80s, died after getting into difficulty.
Yeah, he was taken from the water after becoming ill. I understand he received medical attention on the beach, but sadly he too was pronounced dead there.
Pascal Sheehy in Cork, our Southern editor. Many thanks indeed.